This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESB Sports. Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports. B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
And welcome to Bradford High Basketball tonight. Your Owls take on the longtime District 9 rival Dubois Beavers in an old-school District 9 matchup. Now, the Owls came in, well, last time we had the Owls on the air, they had a four-game win streak. Since then, they traveled down to Brockway, had a tough loss in overtime by two. So the Owls are playing good ball. They come in against a tough Dubois Beavers team, 14-2 on the season, 6-1 in D9 league play. I was going to tell you about one of their stars being 6'8", but then he just went out and hit nine in practice. He hit nine three balls in a row. So not only is he 6'8", but he hit nine three balls in a row in practice. But should be a good matchup here tonight at the Owl's Nest. James Patrick here, WSB Sports. Thank you for being with us. A nice crowd on hand. Getting started a little bit early tonight. Dubois has a long trip home after the game. And hopefully everybody has school tomorrow. Weather, this is a makeup game from last week that Mother Nature won on. So we're going to take a short break. I'm going to stick with you for a little bit longer, but we're going to take a short break for the National Anthem. Then I'll be back with the starting lineups and the tip-off for this game between the Owls and the Beavers. So once again, thank you for being with us. James Patrick, WSB Sports. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford. W298 CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. Your season ticket. WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
Okay, welcome back. Bradford High, Owl's Nest. Boys basketball versus Dubois Beavers, longtime D9 rival. Tonight, starting for the Dubois Beavers, will be Maddox Bennett, Thacker Hadesley, Noah Farrell, Grady Gilzinski, and Trey Wingard. Starting tonight for your Bradford Owls, 00, Carter Rulo. Number 5, Tyler Simmons. Number 11, Marcus Terwilliger. Number 13, Taryn Rose. And number 33, Danny Marasco. Tonight on the bench for the Owls, Cole Blatchley, Trey Curcio, Braylon Austin, Evan Troisi, Landon Lorman, Jamin Bell, and Ryan Nelson. One name I'm missing there. We won't worry about that right now. Like I said, the Owls come in playing good ball. Winners of four of their last five. And Dubois only has two blemishes on their record this year. They lost a game to the undefeated Elk County Crusaders. And they lost another game to Indiana. They come in with a three-game win streak in tonight's matchup, which once again is a makeup from last week. I'll let you know early tonight that we'll be basically having a doubleheader. Tomorrow night, we'll be right back here in a District 9 matchup against the St. Mary's Dutch. So if you're with us tonight, stay warm and come back with us tomorrow night. Okay, quit screaming over that loud stuff there. I hope you were able to hear me. Last-minute instructions by the coaches. Once again, very good Dubois team. Owls playing good ball coming in. Now, one thing the Owls have been doing as of late, really cycling through the bench players, keeping people fresh. It seems to be, you know, it's working. Keeping the guys fresh, and they're able to come away with some W's. As always, you can catch our broadcasts on demand at WSB.com. We're about to tip. It's going to be Bennett at 6'8" against Daniel Moresco. And Bennett wins the tip and gets it himself. Goes right to the basket. Several spin moves. Misses a shot. Dubois rebounds. Misses a shot. Then it's blocked by Carter Rulo. Exciting action to start. Dubois still has the ball. We've had a missed shot, a block shot. Owls fall back in a... Owls are in a 2-3 zone defense. It's into the corner. They get it down low. Spin move. Up, off the mark. Rebound Dubois. Off the mark. Out of bounds off the Owls. And so Dubois has had possession the entire 40 seconds we've played. They've taken four shots, yet to go in. Tough defense here by your Owls. 2-3 zone. Reese on the ball now. Moresco in the corner on the defense. There's Bennett with a long three ball in and out. And there's a rebound and a put back by Thacker Hansley. That's his first two of the game. And he's going to get an and one. The foul is on. Carter Rulo. That's his first and the team's first. So here's Thacker Hansley. For one, off the mark, rebounded by Simmons. Simmons up the court quick. Simmons, Marcus Terwilliger. Terwilliger, Moresco. Moresco on a wing, down low to Rulo. Rulo kicks it back out. There's that was Reese, took a long shot. The Owls got the rebound. There's Terwilliger. Terwilliger with a three ball. Marcus hits his first shot of the game. Owls take an early 3-2 lead. Settle back into the defense. Dubois works it around into the corner. They get it down low. There's a no-look pass down low. And a shot off the mark. Rulo strong with a rebound. Marcus Twilliger across the timeline. Gets it out to Reese. Taren Reese, couple dribbles, hands it to Simmons. Simmons hands it to Terwilliger. Marcus takes another three ball, and he nails it. Marcus Terwilliger, back-to-back threes, and the Owls lead 6-2. Nice start here for the Owls. There's an errant pass that went off an Owl. Dubois is going to maintain possession. 6-2 Owls in the early going. Dubois inbound and into the Owls basket. Way out. Into the corner. A couple dribbles down the baseline, then back out. There's a nice move by Bennett. Bennett's going all the way. Off the mark, gets his own board and puts it back in. Maddox Bennett, his first two of the game. Now they put a little pressure on the ball. Owls looking for an open man. They get it across the timeline. Danny Moresco is going to drive. Kicks it to Rulo. Rulo lays it in. Nice pass there by Moresco. And put in by Rulo. Owls lead 8-4. Dubois has the ball into the corner. Back out on the wing. Down low, spin move, off the board and in. Nice move there by Hansley. Little three-quarter court pressure here again by the Beavers. They get it across. There's Rulo in the corner. Gets it to Simmons. Simmons takes a foul line jumper. It's good. Tyler Simmons, first basket of the ball game. Your Owls lead 10-6. There's a long pass across court. Another drive down low. And that's Hansley again. Puts it in and draws a foul. He's going to shoot one for an old-fashioned three. Danny Marasco, that's his first foul. You can see that these Dubois Beavers like to get the ball down low and power to the basket. Some big, strong guys down there. That foul throw, free throw is good. Owls lead 10-9 as we approach the halfway point in the first quarter. To Williger, Simmons. Simmons, foul line, kicks it back out to Marcus. Marcus gets himself open again, puts up a three, and it's off the mark, rebounded by Hansley for Dubois. Dubois tries to go down low. Marasco cuts it off. There's a long three ball off the mark. Simmons with a rebound. That was Maddox Bennett again, almost from the logo. Simmons gets it to Twilliger. There's Reese. Reese gets it to Daniel Marasco on the baseline. Out to Rulo. Rulo, a couple moves. He's open. He gets it up and in off the glass. Carter Rulo strong to the hole. The Owls lead 12-9. 3:17 to go in the first. I don't know if the Owls have missed a shot yet. If they don't miss a shot tonight, they probably will win. There's a miss. Rebounded by Rulo. Twilliger takes it across the timeline. Oh, they did miss. Marcus shot that three earlier. So they have missed. Marcus drives in, gets it down low to Marasco, who lays it in. Danny Marasco's first basket. Good look there by Marcus Twilliger. Owls moving the ball. Good. 14-9 lead. Back on defense. There's a three ball. That's good. That's Trey Wingard with a three. Cut the lead to 14-12, Owls. Reese with the ball. Reese gets it to Rulo. Rulo, a little floater. Good. Carter Rulo up to 6 points here in the first quarter. 2 minutes to go. Owls lead 16-12. Good game so far, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for being with us here on WSB Sports. There's another three. And that's good again. Wingard left him open twice in a row. And we've got a one-point Owls lead. Marcus Twilliger looking to, he gets it to Danny Marasco. Danny with a spin move, and in. Strong move there for Daniel Marasco. The Owls lead by three. 1.5 to go in the first. Down low, and up and in. That is Hansley again with a strong two. 18-17, Owls lead, almost 1 minute to go. Simmons with the ball, top of the key, gets it to Reese. Reese calls out the play, gets it to Marasco, over to Rulo. Now Simmons, good motion there with the ball for the Owls. Good passing, good movement. Simmons now, gets it to Reese. Rulo on a wing. Back out to Reese. 38 seconds to go in the first quarter. Reese hadn't taken his dribble yet. There's Twilliger in a corner. Pass bad away. Twilliger gets it. Floater. Good. Marcus Twilliger about a 8-foot float shot from just inside the foul line. Owls lead by 3, and we've got 16 seconds to go in the first half. Dubois ball. Sorry, the first quarter. 6 seconds. Maddox Bennett with the ball. Good defense there, and a good steal by Reese. They do not get a shot off. The Owls are going to take the first quarter lead into the break of 20-17. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
Welcome back into the first quarter. The Owls lead 20-17. That, ladies and gentlemen, was the Owls' best quarter of the season, defensively, offensively, against a tough opponent, Dubois Beavers. I don't know if they could keep that up, but they played it well. In the pregame, I told you about all the substitutions. None in the first quarter for the Bradford Owls. Only 2 fouls, 1 on Carter Rulo, 1 on Danny Marasco. End-to-end action, good defense, good rebounds, good shooting for both teams. 2 three balls for Marcus Terwilliger, 2 for Trey Wingard for Dubois. The Owls have a 20-17 lead. They will start with possession here in the second quarter. Reese, Simmons, Terwilliger, Rulo, Marasco. Same starting 5 in there for the Owls. Terwilliger with the ball. Into the corner for Simmons. Simmons gets it all the way up top for Reese. Reese picks up his dribble. He's got Simmons underneath. Simmons lays it in. Good eyes there by Taryn Reese for the assist. Simmons, good hustle to get open. The Owls lead by 5. Crowd is into it here tonight as well. You can hear them in the back. There's that 3 ball again, and it's good again. That's Trey Wingard. That's his 3rd 3 of the game. 22-20 Owls lead. Here goes Simmons. He's got another floater. It's up and it's in. Tyler Simmons. 6-foot floater. Everybody's feeling it tonight for the Owls. Back on defense. 4-point lead. Reese gets a hand on it. Oh, Reese stole it, but did not come up with it. He tripped after he stole it, and Dubois maintains possession. Good defense there by Taryn Reese. Boy, the Owls playing really good defense here. There's Rulo in the corner. Down low. And that's just too strong. That's Thacker Hansley. He's just too strong underneath. He's 6'5", and a bunch of ball talent as well. So Dubois pulls back to within 2. Here's Reese. Reese is looking for it himself. He goes underneath, and it wasn't there. Danny Marasco. Simmons for a 3 ball off the mark. It's rebounded by Dubois. So Dubois with a chance to tie or take the lead. There's that 3 again, and there's that good again. Trey Wingard is 4-for-4 from 3. And Dubois takes the 1-point lead. Owls need to guard number 15 next time down. Simmons with the ball. Gets it out to Marcus Terwilliger. Marcus had it tipped out of bounds off of Dubois. Evan Troisi's going to come into the game for Reese. Sorry? No, he's not. Evan Troisi's going to come into the game for Tyler Simmons. players were as confused as I was. So Evan Troisi into the game. Troisi, Marasco, Rulo, Terwilliger. Oh, that was a mess right there. And Bennett ends up with it. And Terwilliger blocks Bennett. And it goes out of bounds off of Bennett. It's going to be Al's ball. So it was a loose ball. There was a scrum at midcourt. There were bodies everywhere. Dubois came away with it. It was, you know, Maddox Bennett. Tall, very skilled, on his way to the basket. And Marcus Terwilliger showed up and blocked it. Here's Troisi. Oh, that's Reese, sorry. Reese with the ball. Into the corner for Troisi. Troisi, Terwilliger. Marcus trying to get open, picks up his dribble. Couldn't pass it, had it tipped. Did get to Simmons, which left Marcus open. Danny Marasco with the rebound and the putback. So Marcus got too far under the hoop and didn't have the right angle. And Danny Marasco was right there for the rebound putback. Owls lead by one. 26-25, almost halfway through the second. And there's the Owls with created a turnover. Troisi to Reese. Reese in the corner. Reese drives the baseline, gets it to Rulo. Rulo gets it up and it's blocked, but he gets his own rebound and he's fouled. That foul's going to be on Noah Farrell. His first and the team's first. Owls possession under the Dubois basket. It's into the corner for Terwilliger. Goes to Marcus, or Carter Rulo. Back to Reese. Reese to Marasco. There's Twiggs for a long three. Off the iron and out of bounds. Marcus took a long three. Cole Blatchley checking into the game now for Marcus Terwilliger. I think the coach was going to ride all them guys as long as he could. They were so hot. It was the best quarter by far. Plus, Owls lead 26-25, 3:50 to go in the first half. Dubois possession with a chance to take the lead. They get it down low. Two passes too hard. Come away with it. There's Troisi fast down court. Loses control and out of bounds off Troisi. Evan Troisi fast down court with the steal by the Owls and lost control. I think he's blaming it on his shoe. I have to whisper. The place gets so quiet. No, they took a timeout for Troisi. The officials took a timeout for him to tie his shoe after he lost that ball. Dubois with possession. Chance to take the lead. 3:26 to go in the first half. There's that three again. That's good again. That's Trey Wingard. He's 5 for 5 from three-point range. Dubois takes a two-point lead. That's Reese with the ball. Reese drives all the way down, penetrates, kicks it back out to Rulo. Rulo, spin move. He's going to put it up and get fouled. Foul's going to be on Hansley. His first, the team second. Going to be two free throws for Carter Rulo. Chance to tie the game up. First one's up. And off the back iron. Simmons comes back into the game and Landon Lorman. Marcus Terwilliger comes back in because he went out, but I didn't see for who. Wholesale changes. Okay, so we've got Rulo, Lorman, Terwilliger, Blatchley, and Simmons out there now for your Owls. Second free throw's up. It's off the mark. Dubois comes away with a rebound and a two-point lead. Good defense here. There's that 15 again, and there's a three-pointer again. Trey Wingard is 6-for-6 for three-point range. I don't know. It's about the best I've ever seen. There's Twilliger. Quick down the lane, gets fouled, shoot two. That foul's on Noah Farrell. His second, the team's second. Sorry, the team's third. Marcus Twilliger's going to shoot two with a chance to cut the lead. First one's off the mark. Owls are going to need to hit these free throws tonight. Need to get together from the free throw line. Against a tough opponent like this, you need those. Marcus's second one is up and good. 31-27, Dubois lead. I say guard number 15. What do you think, folks? Good defense here by Simmons. He gets picked. Latchley out there. All the way across. Nice move down low. Shots up off the mark. Marcus Twilliger comes away with it. Marcus Twilliger looking for an open teammate. He's got one. It's Landon Lorman. Lays it in. Good hustle down court there by Lorman. Good eyesight by Marcus. We got a two-point game. Dubois leads by two. There's 15 in the corner, and they did defend him that time. .123 to go in the first half. Dubois leads 31-29. Down low. Good move. Blocked by Twilliger. Out of bounds off the Owls. Daniel Marasco and Reese come back in for Blatchley and Lorman. Good time for both of them guys. Dubois inbound under the Owls basket. Two-point lead for Dubois. There's a three ball. In and out. Rebounded by Dubois. Up and in. That's Hansley again with a rebound and put back. Four-point lead for Dubois. Simmons with the ball. There's Reese. Reese into the corner. Twilliger three. Good. Marcus hits his third three of the game. We got a one-point game. One-point Dubois lead. 40 seconds to go in the first half. Oh, almost stolen by Simmons. Dubois maintains possession. It's a nice move by number 11, but then, oh! Fouls on Taryn Reese. That's his first, the team's first. Two shots here for Dylan Horner. Dylan Horner for Dubois. First one's up off the mark. Dubois, one-point lead, 20 seconds to go in the first half. Fast-paced first half. Only a few fouls. A lot of points. Great game so far. Second free throw is up. Off the mark. Rebounded by Rulo. Owls with a chance to take the lead into the locker room. Twilliger. Gets it to Rulo, down to 10 seconds. There's Reese. Reese drives in, picks it up, spin, off the mark, rebounded by Dubois. 2 seconds left, long heave off the mark. That's the way we're going to end the first half. Dubois Beavers 33, Bradford Owls 32. We'll take a short break. I'll get some stats put together. We'll have the halftime show. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490. WESB Bradford.
Heritage Design, modern made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case heritage design meets modern made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
W298CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. Your season ticket. WESB Sports. B107.5 FM.
Good evening and welcome back. If you're just joining us, you missed a terrific first half of high school basketball. Here from the Owl's Nest, this is James Patrick on WESB Sports. Your Owls played the best half they've played all season. And they trail by one against a very tough opponent, the Dubois Beavers, 33-32. So how did we get here? Well, Dubois had two scorers score 31 of their 33 points. Trey Wingard, 6-for-6 from the three-point line. So 18 points for Wingard. And Hansley, good hustle down low, a couple nice moves, some good rebounds, putbacks, 13 points for Dubois. Your Owls are being led by Marcus Terwilliger, has 12 points at the half. Danny Marasco, Tyler Simmons, and Carter Rulo, all with 6 points apiece. So nice balanced scoring for the Owls. Good ball movement, good defense, good everything. The kids look excited. They're playing well, you know. They certainly wouldn't be, not many people give them a chance in this game. Dubois comes in it with a record with 14-2. And we'll see what the second half brings, but it was a very exciting first half of basketball here at the Owl's Nest. I got a score from the girls who are playing down in St. Mary's. They're in the middle of the third quarter, probably closer to the end by now. It's 25-19. Lady Dutch were ahead of the Lady Owls. Apparently, there's only a varsity game down there tonight. There was no JVs. I did forget to tell you the JV score from earlier. Dubois was on the winning side, 56-25. So the JV boys ran into a buzzsaw earlier tonight. Let me tell you that we will be on the air again tomorrow about this same time. If you're planning on tuning in, shoot for 7:20, and that'll be pretty darn close. Sometimes it's 7:30, but 7:20 is more so than not. So tomorrow night, your Bradford Owls will be taking on the Dutch from St. Mary's here at the Owl's Nest. See if the Owls can make some adjustments here. Maybe guard number 15. If I could talk to Coach Terwilliger, I'd just simply say that. And there's no doubt he knows that. You got to think the guy would miss, but he's hit six of them in the first half, so I'm going to take one more short break. We'll be back here for the second half tip. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor Fixed Blade Knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the Clip, the Drop, and the Skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor Fixed Blade Knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
W298CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. Your season ticket. WESB Sports. B107.5 FM.
Welcome back. James Patrick, Owl's Nest, Bradford High boys basketball against the Dubois Beavers. Longtime D9 rivals here. Owls come in, winners of four out of the last five. Dubois comes in with three in a row after a two-point loss to ECC. Let's talk a little bit about them. ECC is undefeated on the season, ranked number one in the state for single-A schools. We always talk about when the Owls take them on how well-run their program is. But once again, ECC is on top, and number one rank in the state. So they're always fun to watch when the playoffs come around. Pay attention to. Owls are going to take the court with Rulo, Marasco, Simmons, Reese Twilliger, your original starting five. Dubois is going to do the same. Bennett, Hansley, Farrell, Galinsky, and Wingard. Dubois possession, one-point lead. Here we go. Around the outside, pass down low, off the mark. That's Danny Marasco comes away with a rebound. Long down court, that's Reese. Reese pulls it back. Marcus Twilliger, he drives the baseline, gets it to Marasco. Marasco thought about it, gets it to Reese. Reese, nice pass to Marasco. Oh, too hard off the board. Beautiful pass down low to Danny. Couldn't convert. Dubois working it around. Crowd starting to get back into it. They get it down low. Bounces off the foot. And the Owls come away with a loose ball. 1 minute gone here in the third. Nobody's scored yet. Dubois leads by one. Marcus Twilliger thought about it. Gets it out to Reese. And there is a travel on Reese. Referee called a travel. Dubois possession, 6:48 to go in the third. Into the corner, they get it down low. There's a foul on, I think, Marasco. It is on Daniel Marasco. That's going to be his second, the team's first. Foul on the floor. Dubois will inbound under the Owls basket. And there's a basket by Maddox Bennett. Crowd wanted a charge, but 3-point lead for Dubois. Marcus Twilliger takes a three ball, puts it in. Marcus Twilliger with his fourth three of the game. We have a tie ball game at 35, 6:13 to go in the third. And there is a reach-in foul on the Owls. Two shots. It's a foul on Taron Reese. That's his second, the team's second. Two shots for Hansley. 13 points in the first half. First free throw is good. Dubois takes the one-point lead. Dubois. There's a foul on Dubois away from the ball. That foul's on Noah Farrell. That's his third. Dubois coach is not happy. They weren't able to get a sub in there. You can hear him, I'm sure, in the background. Dubois leads by two. 37-35. Marcus Terwilliger into the corner. That's Reese. Oh, Reese off the back iron. Danny Marasco high for the rebound, but Dubois comes away with it. Two-point lead and possession for Dubois. There's a three for that man. He nails it again. That's Trey Wingard. That's his seventh, and a five-point lead for Dubois. Marcus Terwilliger with the ball. Marcus turnaround jumper off the mark, rebounded by Dubois. To 35, Dubois lead, approaching the midway point of the third quarter. There's a long three ball off the mark. That was not Wingard. That's off of Dubois, and the Owls are going to have possession down by five. Full court pressure here now by Dubois. Simmons going to inbound it. Gets it to Reese. Reese back to Simmons. Simmons back to Reese. Owls better hurry up. There's Simmons. Marasco across the line. Terwilliger, three ball. Too long. It's going to go off of Rulo, out of bounds. Dubois possession. Owls in a trouble area right now, down by five. Need to play good D. Need to guard number 15 over there. Down low, there's a foul, I think, on Rulo. It is on Rulo, his second. Team's third. That's going to be Noah Farrell going to shoot two here. First one's up. Off the back iron. Second one's up and good. Noah Farrell's first basket of the game. Full court pressure, steal. Dubois missed the shot, and Marasco gets the rebound. Simmons into the lane, picks up his dribble, gets it to Marasco. Back out to Reese. 6-point lead for Dubois. Taryn Reese gets it down low to Rulo. Rulo, one dribble and a floater in. Carter Rulo, nice move. Looks like Dubois is going to full court press every time they have a made basket. So let's just give him one attempt per. Four-point game, down low to Bennett. That's a foul. That was on probably Marcus Terwilliger. It is on Marcus. That's his first. The team's fourth. Two shots here for Maddox Bennett. First one's good. Second one's up and good. Full court press again. They get it to Reese. Reese gets it to Simmons across the timeline. Simmons back to Reese. Reese to to Williger, wide open for three, a little bit short. Rebounded by Dubois. Marcus had to take that. As hot as he's been tonight. Trail by six. Dubois leads by six. 2:43 to go in the third quarter. They get it down low. There's another foul possibly on Marcus Terwilliger. 13, that's going to be Taren Reese. That's Taren's third foul. And it's going to be the fifth team foul, but he was in the act of shooting. It's going to be Maddox Bennett again for two. Troisi and Lorman coming into the game for your Owls. First one's up. Good. Going to take the place of Reese and Daniel Marasco. 2:25 to go. Dubois opened up a 7-point lead. One more free throw here for Maddox Bennett. And it's off the mark, rebounded by Dubois, put back and in. That's Hansley with the put back. There's a timeout, a full timeout taken by Coach Terwilliger. He's pretty frustrated right now. So we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
Welcome back. James Patrick, Owls Nest, Bradford Owls Boys, Dubois Beavers, District 9 game. sorry about that. Oh, something in my throat. Okay, the Dubois Beavers have come out of the locker room, kicked up the defensive pressure, outscored your Owls 13-5 to take a 9-point lead. With 2:21 to go here in the third. Rulo, Lorman, Simmons, Terwilliger, Troisi out there for your Owls. Owls possession down by nine. Marcus Terwilliger with the ball, calls out the play. There's Simmons. Simmons dribbles up top, looking for somebody down low. Good movement by the Owls all night long. There's Simmons with the ball. Good defense by Dubois. They certainly focused on that in their halftime adjustments. Marcus Terwilliger again gets it down low to Lorman. Lorman to Rulo. Rulo, nice move, and puts it in. Carter Rulo up to 10 points on the night. Nice move and a strong put up and in. Cut the lead to 7. 1:36 to go. Crowd wants a stop here. They could use one. Into the corner. It's Weigard. Didn't have a three that time. Looking down low, trying to get to Bennett, but Bennett's being guarded by Terwilliger. They're doing a bunch of hand fighting down there. Coach changing things up for Dubois. Dubois just holding the ball. Here comes Simmons out to pressure the ball now. There's a steal. Oh, Evan Troisi does get Dow's possession. He has to pull it back. He was going to be off to the races, but it's a good steal there by Troisi. Owl's ball. 38 seconds to go. There's Simmons. Simmons. Spin move off the mark. Rebounded by Dubois, and they come away with it. Long outlet pass. Too hard for Dubois. Owls possession. 24 seconds, down by 7. Get a nice basket to end the third here would be good. Take some momentum into the fourth quarter. So timeout taken by Dubois. Oh, full timeout, and that's Coach Terwilliger taking it. So we'll take a short break once again, and we'll be right back with you. This is Bradford High Basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
Welcome back, James Patrick. Owl's Nest, old-time D9 rivals, the Dubois Beavers and the Bradford Owls. Dubois has come out of the locker room and outscored the Owls 13-7. Okay, I just got a score update from the girls' game. They're just starting the fourth quarter, 30-23. The Lady Owls are trailing the Lady Dutch down in St. Mary's. Owls possession down by seven. Simmons gets it down low. That was a foul they didn't call. Rulo turns it over, and there's quickly down the court, Dubois. And there's one they didn't call on that end either. Oh, it's a football scrum. And I don't know what they're calling. They're calling it on Dubois. Hansley, that's his second, the team's second. Owls ball down by seven. That livened the whole crowd up. Bunch of guys on the floor, bodies flying everywhere. Marcus Terwilliger. And the last second shot is off the mark. That's the end of the third quarter with the Dubois Beavers leading 46-39. We'll take a short break. We'll be back for the start of the fourth quarter. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
Welcome back, James Patrick, Bradford High, the Owl's Nest. We're going to start the fourth quarter here momentarily. Owls trail 46-39. They got to get that magic back they had in the first quarter, which was really played the best half they've played. Now, that third quarter there came out a little on the dead side. Outscored 13-7 in the third. Going to take the court starting the fourth quarter. Marasco, Rulo, Terwilliger, Reese, Simmons. Original starting five. Bradford possession down by seven. Reese calls the play out, gets it to Terwilliger. Terwilliger on a wing to Rulo. Rulo down low to Simmons. Simmons off the glass and in. Nice ball movement by the Owls. Tyler Simmons strong up and in. 5-point game. Play some defense, boys. Troisi on the ball, Reese on the ball. They get it down low. Oh, no. Up and in, and that's a foul on Rulo. That's going to be his third. That's Noah Farrell. It's Noah Farrell with a foul, or with a two-point basket and a chance for three. Free throws up, off the mark, rebounded by Terwilliger. Owls trail by seven. Terwilliger up court. Looking for somebody open. Gets it to Reese. Reese still with it. Gets it down. Well, it's tipped away, and Marasco comes away with a loose ball. Marcus Terwilliger again, double teamed. He breaks through it, gets it to Rulo. Rulo gets it to Simmons. Simmons going to take a three off the mark. Rebounded by Dubois. Really strong underneath by both teams. There's arms flying. The referees are really letting them play here. Dubois possession, 7-point lead. Tipped away by Reese, but then Dubois came up with it. They tried to get it down low, intercepted by Marasco. Marasco to Simmons. Simmons going to go all the way and put it in. Tyler Simmons having a nice game tonight. 5-point Dubois lead. Almost a travel there. There's a long three. In and out. Rebounded by Simmons. Simmons on fire. He may take it all the way. He gets it back to Terwilliger. Owls can cut into this 5-point lead. 6 minutes to go in the game. There's Terwilliger with the ball again. Hands it to Simmons. Simmons. Here's Reese way out by the logo. Reese drives all the way to the baseline. Still with the dribble, gets it to Rulo. Rulo back to Terwilliger. Defense intensity by Dubois really picked up after the half. Owls are fighting though. Here comes Marasco. He's going to do a spin and a jumper. Too hard. And Rulo. Rulo gets fouled as he gets the rebound. And fouls on Hansley, his third, the team's first. Good hustle there by Carter Rulo to get the rebound and create the foul on Dubois. Owls will inbound, down by 5. Marasco in the corner, out to Rulo. There's Marcus Terwilliger. He thought about the three. Picks up the dribble, gives it to Marasco. Marasco to Reese. Reese looking for an open man, gets it to Marasco, quick to Terwilliger in the corner. Marcus drives the baseline. He's going to try to put it up and in, and he does. Marcus Terwilliger, strong. I can't even tell you, ladies and gentlemen. 3-point game. Come on, defense. Dubois basketball. Earlier in the season, you may have been able to question their intensity, but the Owls are intense tonight. There's a breakdown defensively and a lay-in by Noah Farrell. Dubois back up by 5. Noah Farrell looked up and the lane was open. Marcus Terwilliger, strong and in. Nice move, Marcus. Back to a 3-point game. Marcus has a big old smile on his face. Huh? There's a drive and a put in by Hansley. And there's a timeout taken by Dubois. We're going to stay here this time. 30-second timeout. 3:51 to go in the game. Dubois up by 5. Very intense game. Back and forth. Tough scrums for the ball. Guys on the floor. Everybody's hustling. For your Owls, Terwilliger, Simmons, Marasco, all of them, Rulo, they're all putting their blood and guts out there for this one. So they've cut into that lead a little bit. They had it down to 3, currently at 5. Okay, both teams coming back out. Owls testing the referee's patience. Simmons, Reese, Marasco, Terwilliger, Rulo. Original starting 5. 3:51 to go in the game. Full court press here by Dubois. Simmons gets it into Reese. Reese tipped out of bounds. Could have. Yeah, it's out of bounds off of Dubois. Same thing. Dubois or Simmons going to inbound. Gets it. Oh, Maresco was broke open, but then looked down or something. The Owls turn it over. Dubois possession, 5-point lead. There's that three again. And that guy hasn't missed one all night. That's his 8th three-pointer. Marcus takes it all the way. Reverse layup off the mark. Marcus gets it back. He's putting it up again. Jump ball on that one. Dubois is going to have possession. Marcus was determined right there to... Somebody must have been listening on the radio. I just got a water thrown to me. Thanks, Nat. Dubois with possession, ahead by 8. It's down low to Bennett. Block. Blocked by Daniel Maresco. Dubois comes away with a rebound. Another block by Maresco. Dubois comes away with it again. And a foul called on Rulo. No, it's out of bounds. It was a third block by Rulo. Out of bounds off of Rulo. 3 blocks that time. 2 back-to-back by Daniel Maresco. Good hustle by the Owls. Oh, they get it in down low. Maresco goes for another block, and there's a foul. That's Carter Rulo's 4th foul. 4th foul and the team's 2nd. So this is going to be Noah Farrell at the line for 2. First one's off the mark. Eight-point Dubois lead. 3 minutes to go in the game. It's short. Rebounded by Dubois. Stripped away. Players again on the timeout taken by Dubois. The whole place is upset. Okay, we're going to stay here for this 30-second timeout. So let me explain that to you. There was a scrum. Dubois was the closest to it, let's say. Maybe not have possession, but the Dubois coach was given the timeout. If you know the rule, you got to have possession to get the timeout. So everybody on both sides screaming. Players on the floor once again. We'll reset things. Dubois possession, 8-point lead. I think we're down to about 215, but we'll see right about now. 255. 255 to go. The story of the game has been this Wingard kid. He's got 8 three-pointers. Has not missed one. Dubois. The Owls are putting the full court pressure. Ooh. Tipped out of bounds. Emphatically by Marcus Twilliger. It's not a full court press either. That's their end they need to score on. Long inbound pass out near half court. There's a fake and a three-pointer by Bennett off the mark, rebounded down low. That's off too hard, and that's put back in. That's Hansley with 3 chances, and he's probably going to make it after that. The Owls get it up court. Daniel Maresco with the ball. Here comes Simmons. He drives down, lays it. Oh, too hard. Rulo with the rebound. Rulo was too far out or underneath the basket. Now Daniel Maresco comes up with a loose ball. Gets it to Twilliger. There's Reese for 3, and he gets it. Taren Reese with his first basket of the game. Cuts it to a 7-point game. This action is crazy tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for being with us here on WSB Sports. Down low, off the mark, up in the air. Twilliger comes away with it. Fast down court. Marcus hands it to Simmons. Simmons at the foul line. He's going to kick it out to Daniel Maresco. Back to Twilliger. Twilliger down the lane gets it to Simmons. That ball's going to go out off of Dubois. Bradford's going to have possession. They're going to take timeout here. Full timeout. We're going to take a break with them. with the score 57 for the DuBois Beavers and 50 for your Bradford Owls. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports. Welcome back. Let's reset the game. I will say this. If the Owls come up on the losing end of this one, they gave it their all. There's no doubt about it. You know, if you put these kids on paper, they're certainly overmatched. And DuBois comes in pretty good team. And the Owls have given them everything they got here tonight. 57-50, DuBois leads. 1:40 to go, Owls possession. Simmons is going to inbound under the DuBois basket. He gets it in to Reese. Reese looking for a cutter, gets it to Simmons. Simmons now takes it, gets it out to Daniel Marasco. Marcus Twilliger again. Marcus with the ball down low, gets it to Danny Marasco. Strong move by Marasco, puts it up off the mark. Rebound by DuBois. And they come away with it. Coach Twilliger wants him to press the ball and even foul. That foul is going to be on Marcus Twilliger. That's his second and the team's third. DuBois gets the ball in. They're going to run some clock now as we hit the 1 minute mark to go in the game. Tough defense there by Simmons. Twilliger on the defense now. Foul on Reese. Taryn Reese, that's his fourth foul, the team's fourth. DuBois will be in the penalty on the next foul. 44.4 to go. 7-point lead for DuBois. They get it in to Maddox Bennett, who's fouled. That's Marcus Twilliger. That's his third, the team's fifth. A little frustration there from the Owls. They've played their hearts out tonight, and at this point it looks like they're going to come up on the short end, but best game I've seen all year. First free throw is up and good. That makes it an 8-point lead. Another one here for Maddox Bennett. And it's good. There's a full timeout taken by DuBois. 42.7 to go. DuBois leads 59-50. We'll take a short break and we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
WSB Sports.
And welcome back. James Patrick here at the Owl's Nest. Great game here tonight. If you've been listening all along with us, thank you for being with us on this cold evening. Looks like they're all going to be cold evenings as far as the forecast goes out. Always like to get a little weather plug in there. So DuBois leads 59-50. There's 44 seconds to go. 42.7 seconds to go. Owls will be inbounding. Down by 9. They need baskets fast. And turnovers. And I know the couple guys they shouldn't foul if they need to foul somebody. There's a couple of these really good free throw shooters on the DuBois team. Here comes the Owls fast. Reese. Reese look, gets double teamed. Gets it to Rulo. DuBois still playing that tough defense. Down to 28 seconds. There's Reese. Reese gets it. Clock burning up, and there's a foul on Maddox Bennett. His first, the team's second. 20 seconds to go, the Owls will inbound. Simmons gets it in long to Reese. Reese. There's Rulo, he thought about one from the logo. Simmons going to take one from deep. And it's out of bounds. 10 seconds to go in the game. 59-50. Dubois lead and possession. There's a foul by Marcus Twilliger on Maddox Bennett. Marcus just frustrated there, I'm sure. That's his fourth. The team's in the penalty. First one's up and good by Maddox Bennett. 10-point lead, and the second one's up and good. Owls are just going to run it out here. And that's going to be the end of the game. With the final score, the Dubois Beavers 61, Bradford Owls 50. Hard-fought, good game here for the Owls. Come up on the losing end. You can see the boys are dejected, but I'll tell you what, they fought hard. They play like that against most teams. They're going to win most games. So the Owls fall to 8-8. Dubois goes out to 15-2. And their season series is now over. We'll be back with you again tomorrow night with the Owls taking on the Dutch from St. Mary's. So we're going to take a short break, and I'll be back with the post game. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports. B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB, Bradford.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline Series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
W298CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. Your season ticket. WESB Sports. B107.5 FM.
Welcome back. James Patrick, Owl's Nest, Bradford High Boys against the Dubois Beavers. Exciting game. I thank you for being with us. Owls come up on the short end 61-50. The story of the game is really this kid from Dubois, Trey Wingard. 8-for-8 from three-point range. For 24 points. That really was the difference. Noah Farrell added 21 points for Dubois. Hard-fought game by your Owls. They came out, they played the best first half that I've seen them play this year, and they really continued. They weren't as good in the second half, but they played strong the whole game. Leading your Owls was Marcus Twilliger, 19 points. Tyler Simmons and Carter Rulo both with really good games and 10 points apiece. Danny Marasco pitched in 6. So your Owls, as I said, fall to 8-8 on the season. Chance to get back on the winning ways tomorrow against the St. Mary's Flying Dutch. We'll be on the air on WSB Sports. I like to say 7:20 with a tip-off. So once again, the final score here tonight from the Owl's Nest, the Dubois Beavers 61, your Bradford Owls 50. This is James Patrick signing off for WSB Sports, and this has been Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.